Today's topic is Birchas Kriya Shema. We just finished Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah we did on Thursday. Now we're beginning a new sugya. The sugya is called Birchas Kriya Shema. You may remember, if you have a good memory, when we came to Birchas HaTorah, we had seven different opinions. Not less than seven opinions as to the nature of Birchas HaTorah. I'm going to give you a break. For Birchas Kriya Shema, we're all going to have five different opinions. What's five compared to seven? Nothing. Let us begin the Siyata Dishma. We all know Tosfos on our base of an Aleph and the Sefer Brachos. So we begin. All beginnings start at the beginning. Base of an Aleph and the Sefer Brachos, the very first Tosfos in Shas. You may remember that Rashi said that the real Kriya Shema is the Kriya Shema Lavita. Frank Tosfos Akasha like this. Look carefully. Tosfos asks the following question. We know, Tosfos asks the question, you have to make two brachas before and two brachas after. Read the word of Tosfos. Your kosher, the tzorah of the world, the kriyash mashtayim lefonel, mashtayim lecharel, be arvis. According to Rashi, kriyash malamita, there are no brachas at all. Oh, no brachas. Okay? So far, so good. That's as far as Tosfos asked the question. One could have asked, we should ask the question in a much stronger fashion. And the stronger fashion is found, as a matter of fact, the Shoel and the Shuta Rashba. If someone asks a question in the Rashba, wants to be a big Talmud Chacham also, to be zeichah to ask a question to the Rashba. Sha'alta, Chelek Alav Siman Mem Zayin, quotes Rashi, in Cain, love of Karnos and the Birch Hosea, to Akati, love of Zinna, Vavrina Mishum Baltisa. It's a bracha levatova. You're making a bracha levatova. Because you're saying the Birch was Kriya Shema before the Mat Kriya Shema arrived. Now, Tosfos didn't say that. Tosfos didn't say that. But the Rashba said it. It's a bracha levatova. The Rashba's answer is world famous. It's been mentioned more than one time in the past few weeks. Don't think it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. No, not at all. Not at all. What does he say? Ain't a Birchas HaKriya Shema. Otherwise, he would have said, Hashem Yisham 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 Yisham. We don't say that. But Niskele B'fnei Atzman, the separate mitzvah, the separate Brachas, nothing to do with Kriya Shema. Well, El Shetiknu L'Oman B'fnei Kriya Shema L'Achor. Yeah. And therefore, said Shema without the Brachas, he said the brachas without the Shema, no problem. From the Sugya Masechta Tamim, from the Beis Masechta Brachas, no problem. And he says in Gemara Daf Gimel, so Yerushalmi brachas and Hamakas, etc., etc. And his final proof, not per kamen mekan ve'elafol hivsit rama torah b'torah, asikna ma'elo hivsit lehivsit brachas, afal pish ovas manashol kriya, black and white. Case solved. The Rashba says, you see from the fact they make a Birchas Kriya Shema after 9 o'clock on the Sofma Kriya Shema, it's proved positive, because he came and argued with this, that the Brachas of Kriya Shema are not the Birchas of Mitzvah. Finished. Absolute riot. Okay, good. So you see, Rashi's right. Bol Tosfos said, yeah, that's a bit the end of case. The guy blew it. He was supposed to say Kriya Shema before 9 o'clock in the morning. He woke up late. So he's like, he's not a good Jew. He woke up late, so we say, Mr. Jew, you're not a good Jew, but you can still say the brachas in a pinch between 9 and 10, or maybe even a little bit later, until 12, maybe even all day, different opinions, etc., etc. But you did not do the right thing. You didn't say Shema at the right time. You're not a good Jew, okay? But the Eved, you were in Mavatam, it's Krishna with a Raisa. You can still say, because Krishna is not a bracha levatam. As the Rashba said, for the Chatchila, you can't be mevatel the Kriya Shema d'Oraisa al Seder HaBrachos. That's what Tosfos Kasha presumably would be. And what about Rashi? So Rashi needs to say one of two things. Lohech Rami Olam. We're so used to saying as an Indian to say Kriya Shema d'Oraisa al Seder HaBrachos. Lohech Rami Olam. Takes the Rashba to the extreme. The Brachos are seven Brachos. Yeah, it's true. It's a nice idea to put it to Kriya Shema, but not really mark it in any which way. For the Chatchila, right? I can say the Kriya Shema Shalom Bezmanim, I'll say the Rav Brachos. and say Kriyas Shema B'Zmana later on, or in Shabbos earlier, as the case may be. Or Kedushim Torah Chatzibur, as we saw in the Rishonim and the Rosh, etc., they allow you to forget about this Indian of Kriyas Shema D'Oraisa, Seder HaBrachos. Otherwise, it's not going to work out with the Tzibur, they're going to miss it, etc., etc., etc. Fine. What comes out, the bottom line, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, the Bizman Birchos Kriyas Shema L'Chatchila. According to Tosfos, it's Bizman Kriyas Shema L'Chatchila, it's Bizman Kriyas Shema. The Birchos Kriyas Shema L'Chatchila is Bizman Kriyas Shema. According to Rashi, Bizman depends upon Tzibur. And therefore, you can say the Birchos Kriyas Shema between 9 and 10 in the morning. You're attacked a bum if you didn't say Kriyas Shema. But they used to do in Kiyam HaRashah all the time in Shabbos. They'd wake people up, get up, say Kriyas Shema, and they go back to sleep for half an hour on their pillow. And they wake them up to them, say that with the Birch Kvash, that's how it is for years and years. So according to Rashi, there'd be a Lechatchila Degiyin. Lechatchila Degiyin. True, they missed out on the Kriyas Shema D'Oraisa, I'll say, well, of course. He doesn't necessarily hold from it at all. Doesn't hold from it. There's nothing wrong with it whatsoever. Possible according to Rashi. Or, it's a Shas HaTzchak. What's a Shas HaTzchak? Kids in Marasha don't want to get up. That's a Shas HaTzchak. The council get them out of bed. A Shas HaTzchak. So you rouse them up. You know, say Kriyas Shema. Oh, say Kriyas Shema. Go back to bed here for now. Then you wake them up. And the Shas HaTzchak got up. Okay, fine. But what do we do with the Shoah? The Shoah was presumably also a Talmud Chacham. How could it be? What's going to happen? Before Shul Gemara, you make the brachas between 9 and 10. The Rashi was Kasha. How could it be? But you, and besides from that, Mismara, you could say it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. Not a problem. Not a problem. After all, it's impossible to Mismara to be can't make a Birchas HaMitzvah without a Kima Mitzvah. So it's Mismara possible. And I tell you, I found somebody who said it to finish. Not only a show. You know, the people came to ask questions about Rabbi Yashu and Rabbi Yashu and Rabbi Ratz and Gomorrah. A show. But you can't say that about this guy. Or as a rule. Mishkan Amoritz. Or as a rule. Or as a rule. The Gedolia Rishonim. And this is what he writes. This is in Simon, Hilchos Kriyas Shema Simon Chavtei, page 24. Look what he says. He says, we know that a person, it says over there, in Akhtim Abirach Abbas Olam, the Kur Kriyas Shema, Hagakar Yotze Rav, Yotze Chavasa. Right? Does it say this on the Akhtim? Just we know. Okay. But madam ikan, to call hechesh lo birech kodim ha mitzvah, bevorach li achakem, for yotzi le brocha, for raya le dova, tzvilas ger, she bevorach acha tzvila, mishum gavi lo chazi, lo matzvi bevorach kodim lechem, who had been, the shachach, lo hefshe le bevorach, over las yosa, she bevorach li achakem, that's the famous, this is the famous Ozeru, that goes such a quote to the Kekhulim, that you can make a brocha, after the mitzvah, get the Rambam screams and yells. Birchas HaMitzvah says, "Over Lasiyosa." Before Shmuel Pesachim, later on, it's too late. No, it's not too late. Shas Atzachim make it later. What's its proof? Birchas Kriyas Shema. Birchas Kriyas Shema. We prove that Birchas Kriyas Shema has nothing to do with the Birchas on any other mitzvah. How can there was a ruah? He's not a shul. He's a gadol b'doro. How can he make such a terrible mistake? He doesn't know about the mind of Yudim Beis. How can it be? How can it be? Pillay ploya mamish. Here's the answer, Abosai. Here's the answer. It's true. Kriyas Shema D'Oraisa is Kriyas Shema D'Oraisa. Once 9 o'clock comes on a typical day, it's over. It's over. I read you a Rashba on that test. He said, a Koresh Kriyas Shema until Chatzos, he has Skar Kriya, and that's Skar Kriya of his man. What did I explain to you? He's mevatel the Kriyas Shema D'Oraisa, bad guy, but he has a key in mitzvah, the Rabbana of Kriyas Shema as a chelek of tefillah. A chelek of tefillah. And therefore, when does tefillah end? Either 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, it's a shadow when Ha'ilam Pshat and Mishnah in the fourth parak, but it's possibly until 10 o'clock or until 12 o'clock. And therefore, the Rashba suggests 12 o'clock. And if you do then, you get Schar Kriya. That's why Kriya Bizman. What that means? It's a mitzvah derabbana of Kriya Shema Rabosai. It's called Schar Kriya, not Schar Kriya Bizman. Kriya Bizman is a mitzvah Kriya Shema D'Oraisa. Kriya without Bizmana is a mitzvah derabbana of Kriya Shema as a part of Tzvila. Says the Ozer Ruah, it's also a Birchas HaMitzvah. Not a birchas mitzvah on the Kriya Shema D'Oraisa, that passed away, not in fact. It's a mitzvah on Kriya Shema D'Rabbanan, which can last till 12 o'clock, according to the Rashi. We are not understanding those who are. If there are other mitzvahs, you cannot make a bracha after the Kima mitzvah. Even by Kriya Shema D'Rabbanan is that way. And the fact that you can make a bracha after you finish the Shema indicates that all mitzvahs can make a bracha afterwards. What do you see from Yom Zeruah? It's only a birchas mitzvah. Only. Why? Because if it had any other hat that it would wear, these birchas Kriya Shema would prove nothing. It was proving from birchas Kriya Shema to bracha on talis and bracha on shofar and bracha on lulav and a bracha. You name the mitzvah. You can make the bracha afterwards. Like by Tefillas Ger. We, the rest of the world, holds that Tefillas Ger is unique. Since you couldn't make it before, special Takanas Chazal, you make it after. But whenever you could make it before, you cannot make it after. That's the Sheikh of the Rambam. The Rambam also knows about the Tefillas Ger. The Rambam knows about that. Unique exception. Right? Some say the parts of the Tefillas Yadayim also, the hands are usually dirty, some say not. Right, the minhag olam is we make the bracha tefillas yadayim after we wash. Rav Shech the Shlita, I believe, makes the bracha tefillas yadayim before he washes, because he holds it like the Rov Rishonim, many Rishonim. It's only tefillas yadayim. You cannot extrapolate from tefillas yadayim where it's impossible to the tefillas yadayim, but some of the hands are dirty. So if they're not dirty, make it earlier. Any event, what do we see? The Rosh Hashita is it's only bracha tefillas yadayim. Period. Only. Or is the Ruach Sheet is only Birchas HaMitzvah? Okay. Fine. The question still becomes, why is there a Bracha Levatol? After all, we just got to saying that there is a concept of a Bracha on the Mitzvah Derabbanan of creation of the Torah's Tefillah. So we're still going to be stuck with the Shoah. Because if we're going to say that our Teretz HaNir a Ruach, or he was a Rishi. Oh, he's a Rishi. He's not a Shalom. So you have to create a new concept called Krishma Derabbanan. Shalom is not Krishma, it's not Tefillah. And that works. Then why is it Baltisa in Rashi's case? You make the bracha early? The same way it's not Baltisa between 9 and 10 in the morning, it shouldn't be Baltisa between whatever it is, 5 and 6 in the evening. So it's the same thing, yes?
How could it be that the Rosh Hashanah said it's only a Baruch Hashanah itself?
Yeah.
A, you have multiple brachas. A bracha's Krishna.
Okay.
Which would be I and B, make a bracha afterwards. You make a bracha.
That's exactly the point.
No, but I'm saying that you did a bracha before and like it's a bracha's mitzvah.
Apparently there are some words with the opinion that it's considered to be a bracha's mitzvah. If it wouldn't be a bracha's mitzvah, you couldn't bring any raya whatsoever to the bracha you make on
how many brachas do you do that are...
It's a good question. We are used to saying it's not a birchas hamitzvah because the nusav is different. That's the Rashba's proof. But Yom Zeruah, if he held that way, then how? So you have to give a better answer to Yom Zeruah. How can Yom Zeruah prove from the fact that you make a Yod Zeror after Kriya Shema or something, all the brachas after Kriya Shema, that you can do the same thing when it comes to other mitzvahs? You do a mitzvah, you eat matzah, you finish the matzah. Hashem kitsham al sabbat tzvanu al achilas matzah. What? That doesn't do the achilas matzah. The quadra us, we can make achilas matzah, we can make the bracha afterwards also. How do you know? Birchas Kriya Shema. So if it's anything but birchas mitzvah, then the raya falls off. You're right, it's unusual, but the ozeruah is the ozeruah. Can't just mach avek the ozeruah. And anyway, let us go on. So we're back with the shoal and the rajah. We don't want to make it too into an amoritz. The Shoal and the Rashba asks the question, the way Tosis, but he asks it much more powerfully, if Rashi is right, how can you make the bracha of Birchas Kriya Shema between 5 and 6 in the afternoon? When Zman Kriya Shema hasn't come yet, it's because it's Plaga Mincha, Zman Tzvilas Ma'ariv, it's a bracha levatola. So if that's a bracha levatola, why isn't it a bracha levatola when you say the bracha of Kriya Shema between 9 and 10 in the morning? What are you going to say? 9 and 10 in the morning is no problem because it's Zman Tefillah, so it's 5 to 6 in the evening Zman Tefillah. You're caught, they're caught in the mind, and there's no way out. There's only one way out. There's only one way out. That's coming all the way from Passaic, New Jersey. You can meet it, mute yourself. So there's one way out. The Kesef Mishnah. Oh, almost forgot about it. Remember the Kesef Mishnah? Yesh Makshim, the famous Kesef Mishnah. Why is it that the Shachbacha means when you are asleep, and the Kumecha means when you're getting up? So what did he answer? In the Chinami, even you are up. He claims the Kesef Mishnah, and he says it seriously, they can say the Birchas Kriyishma all day long. You know why? Because you can say Kriyishma D'oraisa all day long. Unbelievable Kesef Mishnah. I tell you the Mishnah could get only 3 hours. That's the Rabbanan. But the D'oraisa can say Kriyishma all day long. All day long. Mamash from morning to night. Okay. If the Shayel holds like the Kesef Mishnah, you know, it's only a Shayel. A Shayel in the Rashi can't be as smart as Yosef Kara. That's pretty good, if you ask me. An anonymous Shayel? There's someone a few hundred years later, his name was Yosef Kara. He lived in Tzfat, you know. Oh, okay, it's not bad for a Shayel. That's the only way out. Fine. Now, so we have, therefore, so far two opinions. So we're going to get to five opinions. We're behind schedule. 6:47. We have to get to three more opinions in 13 minutes. We only got two in the first 17. But let's see if maybe we can get away with it. Let's see. There's a ritva. Ritva and brachas. Dav gimel amad aleph. Gimel amad aleph. He tries to bring a riot. A riot to Rashi is the one that feels a bit base. That's the Rashi's riot. The Rashi's ritva's Rebbe. But the Ritva tries to say, Rebbe, I love you, Rebbe, you're a wonderful Rebbe, but I cannot bring a proper raya. It's not a good raya. Why is it not a good raya? So he tells him why it's not a good raya. The reason it's not a good raya is because it depends on the day-night factor. The day-night factor. Okay? What does that mean? In the case in which you say the brachas from 9 to 10 in the morning, it's true, Zman Kriyishma passed, but it's daytime. And Zman Kriyishma is not only dependent on Shtiv and Kima, it has to do with day and night as well. Remember the Rambam? Remember that? We had the whole Shtikul Torah, it's a combination of both factors. Remember that? You forgot already from last week? Or the week before, anybody know? It's a combination, not only Shtiva, not only day and night, which is the Rabbein Tam, the combination of both, which would be so beferish. In the Rajma himself, if you remember that, had the why aren't they saying it's my Kriyishma Shal Arvis is 9 o'clock in the morning? Because after all, so the king's asleep. No, that's only by day, not by night. So the day and night plays a role. So the Rambam's Lashon in the very beginning of Kriyishma said, confirms that. Well, the Ritva, a good time of the Rashba, uses the Rebbe's poison against him. You Rebbe, Rashba said, we don't just look at Shkiv and Kima, we look at day and night as well. Says the Ritva like this. It's true you can say the brachas Kriyishma after 3 hours. The Hosam Shiny. This is the Ritva using the Rashba against him. Hosam Shiny. Why is it different over there? You know why it's different over there? Tell us exactly why it's different. Shu Shalyom Bishalyom. Fanafka be the Kiyuba Kriya Shalom Bismana. Ava Shalayla Bishalyom. Lekal the Memarachi. The very end of Kalam Yud and the beautiful new Ritvas. What is it? What comes out? What comes out? Look, Yotzer Or and Ma'arav Aravim, Yotzer is by day, Ma'arav Aravim is by night. If that's the case, he'll say, oh, you know what? Let the Kesef Mishnah again. It's purely day and night. It's unlikely, because the Ritva is another Ritva. The Ritva that you're in base, it discusses the question, till when can you make these Birchas Krishna? You can't have. There's two opinions. Either the 4th hour or 6 hours. That's it. So it's not all day. So now what? The answer is, it's an end of tefillah as well. The tefillah limited. Can't say it after chatzos. But it's also an end of day and night. So you also can't say it after plaga minuch, even though it's manaris, because you can't say ma'av ha'rovim when the sun is still shining. So what happens according to this Rabbosan? Birchas Krishna have the chumras of both. The chumras of Zman Tefillah and the chumras of Yom V'Laila. Not the chumras of Kriyishma itself, that's a pasuk, that's against the Mefurash Mishnah. But it has the chumras of both day and night and the chumras of Zman Tefillah, Rabosai. This is a new opinion. A third opinion. Right? I told you there's two more. I don't forget the two more today. but we have three. Three is the majority. Now, in order to understand, before we get to the last two opinions, let's open the Gemara once again on both sides. We have Tesamada. Tesamada. Famous Gemara we heard a long time ago. We have to revisit the Gemara. The Gemara says, we passed the Rabbi Akiva, that the cutoff point is sunrise, at the time of the Rebbe Paskins, Omer Rav Zeylo, Uvavad Shleyom HaShtireinu. What's going on? The first Lashon of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, or the second Lashon? Zok Rashi, Uvavad Shleyom HaShtireinu, HaKorei Krishma Shal Laila Shachris, Somach Hamur HaShachar, Leyom HaShtireinu, She'ein Od Zman Tchil HaShtiva, Od Zman Sof Shtiva. People aren't retiring. Remember I told you the article where we just said retired and it changed it a little bit? It changed. The article changed a little bit. Not retired, that's like a Beleza Shiva. They say when you're going to lie down or something like that, which is also not perfect Russian. I was when you're lying down, but okay, you have to defend the article still. At least they change it. This is what Rashi says. Frektosis, nearly, that's bad as man shivu. People are still asleep anytime before the Shabbat. How can it be? The old that the name I might have me there. Makes much more sense. It goes on what just came to the previous line. Rabbi Akiva, that the cutoff point is not a loss of Shaka, as Rashi pertains to, but sunrise. Pirjas Armikutzi, the Koya cutoff in Etzachama, the Solik Mine, Avada, the Kach, Ramad, Lomotsi, Memash Kibenu, the last man Shtibahu. Oh, that's what Tosin says. What's Pshat Rashi? What's Pshat Rashi? The answer is that Rashi holds that although Bishach Bacha means when you are asleep, but Hashkiveinu means when you're going to sleep. Ribbono Shalom, Hashkiveinu, let us lie down peacefully and get up peacefully. Right? Get up alive. So Hashkiveinu cannot be said even before Alos HaShachar. Rabbos, I give you my guarantee, everyone in this room was asleep at Alos HaShachar today. Guaranteed. 3:40 something in the morning. Yeah? Correct? Everyone going to shrug me up? Everyone was asleep. Even the guys in the Zoom, the Altar Inn, also all asleep at 3:46 in the morning. No one is contradicting in the Zoom either. Okay? Okay. But, are people going to sleep? Hope no one went to sleep then either. Kumbalt, I hope not. Okay, so the Shiva guys, you never know with them. But hope no one went to sleep either. So therefore, Rashi says, it's not the time when you go to sleep. Hashkiveinu means when you're going to sleep. When you're ready to sleep, you can't say Hashkiveinu. You know what the time is? Chatzos! According to Rashi, you can say Achidish Nifla. You can't say Hashkiveinu after Chatzos. We already pointed out in our earlier discussion, according to Rabbi Lezer, when you're going to sleep, the very latest is Chatzos. And I think I'm right, because between Alos HaShachar and Chatzos, there's nothing, there's no halachic time. There is no halachic time. But Ayelos HaShachar, that's not a halachic time, it's just astronomy. So I think anything out of what the Rashi, once Chatzos comes, you cannot say Ashkimeh. Okay, there's a difficult demon. If you pass it away, if you pass Nathosis, that's what emerges. Oh, I want to tell you a Chiddush Nifla, the Sefer Asher L'Shlomo. Who's Asher L'Shlomo? I don't know who wrote it. You know Asher L'Shlomo? Rav Shlomka Berman. Who's Rav Shlomka Berman? Disciple of son-in-law. Disciple of son-in-law was an up-and-coming Gadol Hador, who would have undoubtedly been the Rosh Hashiva Panamish, but on what happened, he contacted terrible Parkinson's as a young man. His whole life he suffered with Parkinson's. His whole life. His later years was Parkinson's. He was debilitated. It was a bit tragic, but in his early years, he wrote this story on Shel Shlomo. You see how great he is. He has a beautiful book over here, the Rashi Tosa L'Shitasa. I love this book. Rashi Tosa L'Shitasa. The fact that you don't say Ashkiveinu, what does that imply? The other brothers, you do say. Listen to this verse. Rashi is the biggest maker, right? Because Rashi can say Birkas Krishna from 4:45 in Kwaga Mincha. Even though Zman Kriyashma hasn't happened yet, because it's Pentas Man Zman Tefillah. Well, guess what? You know my cloud. Every kula leads to a chumrah. What chumrah? According to Rashi, it depends upon day and night. You cannot say Birchas Krishna after Alos HaShachar. Any Birchas Krishna. Because it's no longer night, it's now day. So Rashi is forced to say, Uvashir Mashkiveinu, into other things you can say, it must be before Alos HaShachar. But according to Rashi, Birchas Krishna depend on Yom and Laila. And therefore, you can't say Shemon Esrei Marav after Alos HaShachar. You can't say Birchas Krishna after Alos HaShachar. We may Ashkiveinu. You can't say anything. Must be before Alos HaShachar. So Mechatzosan on, you can't say Ashkiveinu. But Tosas is Shiktosan. Tosas is Shiktosan in the other direction. Tosas man Birchas Krishna depends upon Krishna. So that's why they're unhappy with Rashi when he says Birchas Krishna between 5 and 6 in the evening. But you can't say Birchas Krishna after Alos HaShachar in the morning. Kondra Rabbi Akiva give Yotzi Krishna in a pinch until it's Netzachama. So you can say all those brachas after Alos until Netz, except for Ashkiveinu. Meiridik, Rashi Tosa Lashitasa. Kondra was saying now, Kondra the Ritva, solves my Birchas Krishna with Alos HaShachar. Because otherwise, it's day, and it's not night. And yet, either Ritva quotes an opinion which says, Yotzi Ashkiveinu, because they're no mazikin bayom. That's not his own opinion. According to him, it's before Alos HaShachar. He holds that he can say the entire bracha except for the haschal. He can't say Ashkiveinu. The Ritz Geir says, open the siddur. Ashkiveinu, and you continue afterwards. Here's my siddur. Let me try to remember something by heart. And suddenly, go blank. Ashkiveinu, I have my siddur here. Open up to my roof. Rabbi Osai, you have your siddur, you can open it up. That's what you do. You can say that bracha because we're talking about before Alos HaShachar, and it's still night. That's where you start. This is the beginning of the ritual. So I'll give you the fourth shita in 2 minutes. That's the opinion of the Me'iri. I already told you a few times that the Me'iri Mogen Avos Simen Yudav. Does anyone have a Mogen Avos here of the Me'iri? You can't even get it. Maybe you should get it from the library. Write it down. Mogen Avos of the Me'iri Simen Yudav is a whole defense of the Minhag of Provence, of the France, against the Minhag of Ramban. Has to do with what we'll discuss later. So it'll be good to have. But saying Kel Malach Nomen, you do say Kel Malach Nomen, you don't say Kel Malach Nomen. That's a whole fight which it's primarily about. I believe that the Me'iri has a fourth sheet. Not that it's only Birchas HaShachar, like the Rashba, only Birchas HaMitzvah, like the Ozukwa. It's bounded, the Chumrah, by Zman Tfilah and Zman Yom V'Laila, which is the Ritva. Here's a different sheet. It's both! It's both the Birchas HaShachar and the Birchas HaMitzvah, and guess what? You can say Birchas Krishna twice in a single evening. That's what he says. Beferish and Simen Yudav. What does that mean? He says you daven with the tzibur early. You say Krishna with the brachos with them. And you go home at night. Guess what? Say Krishna again with the brachos. Right about! Bracha levatola. The Teretz is, it has two hats. It's a Birchas HaShachar and a Birchas HaMitzvah. If you do it at the right time, you get two for the price of one. That's the ideal way to do it. But if you did it at the earlier time, no. You said it first between 5 and 6 p.m. You said it b'toras Birchas HaShevach. And now I can next say it again b'toras Birchas HaMitzvah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's what it says. Now, amazing. Amazing. So you can say it twice. According to the Ritva, there were also two kiyum in Birchas Krishna. But you can only have to, he's only metaket if you have both. It has to have the chumrah of Zman Tefillah, right? And the chumrah of Zman Yom V'Laila. You have to have both. You can't say it's all out of those two times. I'll just give you the hint, it's 7 o'clock. The fifth shita is a split. A split. Yotzer Or is only a Birchas HaShevach, but Abba Rabba, Abbas Olam can be also a Birchas HaMitzvah. How do we know? It's the Kitzin Imitz, Rabbi Leon, quoted If you said Shema early, not you say all three brachas at the end as the Meirim of the Nevis. Say only one. What's the one? Avas Olam. Because Avas Olam has two hats. The others only have one hat of Brachas Hashem. So we covered all five for Kitzer. We rush to the end just to see it. Mit Hashem, tomorrow we continue the definition of Birchos Kriya Shema. And both said thank you for joining. Hope to see you tomorrow at 6:30. Thank you for joining. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Other groups send it to that don't have, I should have.